is a Sanskrit word that means knowledge of life. In order to realize complete health, you have to know all of the aspects of your life. This system of healing goes beyond the physical and merges the medical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and metaphysical, which are all interrelated. It merges the science of psychology, philosophy, and spirituality. Ayurveda has endured as a distinctive entity from distant antiquity to the present. It is said to be a perpetual science that, firstly, was in the universal consciousness. It was then given from the Creator through meditation to the primeval Indian mystics. The fundamentals of the Ayurvedic system have remained true and have not changed. These fundamentals are founded on inherent causes. It originates from Sanskrit as two separate words, Ayur, meaning life, and Veda, meaning knowledge. To achieve the balance of Ayurveda, you need to have total knowledge of your life. The beginnings of Ayurveda go deep into ancient times. In the Bronze Age, 3300 to 1300 BCE, the Indus Valley, today's Pakistan, civilization thrived. During this time, many of the spices and foods that are related to Ayurvedic cooking, such as mung beans, rice, ginger, turmeric, and urad dal, also known as black lentils, were grown during this period. Later, a shift of the center of civilization moved to the Ganges Basin. There, the people identified as Arya, or noble ones. They practiced a life-affirming devoutness summarized in the Vedas. Written in a primeval form of Sanskrit between 500 and 1000 BCE, before Common Era, the Vedas are thought to be the oldest written data in human history and acclaims the essentials of life, expressly of Mother Earth and the plants and animals that inhabit her, as well as fire, wind, and water. Today, there are many herbs used in Ayurveda, as well as those herbs that are not known to us now, but were originally explained in the Vedas. In 1800 BCE, Punavasru Atreya founded the first Ayurvedic medical school. This was an influence on Chakra, a scholar who lived in 700 BCE. He was one of the principal contributors to Ayurveda and is the author of Chakra Samhita, a book that defines 1,500 plants and recognizes 350 of the plants as valuable to medicine. The Chakra Samhita is thought to be the first major text of Ayurveda. The Sushruta Samhita was written approximately 100 years later and is the basis of modern surgery. It is still referred to today. The Vedic or Gangetic Society entered 600 BCE, the Iron Age. An atmosphere of reason and awakening emerged over the known world. Aristotle and Plato gave their teachings in Greece. The Middle East was taught by Hebrew prophets, and in northern India, the Buddha. Born around 500 BCE, the Buddha was a devotee of Ayurveda. It was Ayurveda that accompanied the spread of Buddhism over Asia. During a time when there was virtually very little known about the human body and mind, the cause of diseases, indications of imbalance, ways to achieve emotional, spiritual, and mental well-being was explained by the Ayurveda. The Indian manner of healing did away with the ancient superstitions and gained deep reasoning, clarity, and meaning philosophical basis that have described Ayurveda since. From this awareness of reason, the writings of Ayurveda, particularly Sushruta Samhita and Chakra Samhita, rose. Over many centuries of fine-tuning and clarification, these writings began to have their present form during the Golden Age of India, 320 to 550 CE, Common Era, under the Gupta Empire. India has always been an enticing prospect to invaders and traders because of the gems, spices, peacocks, and rich textiles. India has been able to learn from the influences of the outside world while maintaining its own culture due to its intrinsic tolerance and acceptance. Ayurveda remained the medicine of choice for the major portion of people, even with the invasions by the Mongols and Genghis Khan in the 13th century, and the Mughals in the 16th century.